DW.
Fossil fuels still rule the skies, but advances in electric-powered flight could soon change that. Modern batteries are already producing enough energy to get airborne. Aviation startups are taking advantage of these latest developments, creating lightweight, computer-piloted flying vehicles they hope will soon replace your trusty taxi. At an aviation trade show last year in Berlin, these companies were showing off the new technology that's letting aerial vehicles become smaller and greener. Jan-Hendrik Berlens, chief technology officer at German aviation startup Volocopter, believes his two-seater electric aircraft, a futuristic cross between a drone and a helicopter, will help cut down on congestion in the world's major urban centers.
First, of course, in the third dimension, there is a lot more space. So you're not all moving at the same flight level. It means that we can really use a lot more space, and it'll go in stages. So we won't solve the whole traffic jam problem in just one day, but will the Volocopter and the air taxis, they will be part of the transportation ecosystem in the major cities.
Over 50 companies are trying to get the first electric air taxis to market. Volocopter has already launched air taxi test flights in Dubai and expects to begin trails in Singapore later this year. Aerospace giant Boeing took to the air with its pilotless air test taxi in January. And Airbus wants to test its four-seater City Airbus in Germany in the coming months. Marius Bebesel, head of the City Airbus program, says his air taxi's propulsion system is already up to the challenges of urban flight.
The most exciting thing about flying in megacities is that I don't need much range. Most flights only last about 15 minutes or 30 kilometers. And we already get that with today's batteries or with future versions of them.
But electric flight isn't just confined to fringe industries. Airbus, Rolls-Royce and Siemens are already working on prototype hybrid electric engines for commercial jets, which promises increased fuel efficiencies. Systems like these have already caught the interest of industry mainstays like Lufthansa and the German Airlines Vice President of Business Development, David Doyle.
I think one of the most exciting things for us today in the discussion around the potentials of this new technology is you reduce the noise level of these aircraft, you reduce the emissions, and that could allow the future airports to be much closer to the city centre. And that's the game changer.
It's now up to the manufacturers to make those promises a reality. But experts say these flying taxis will be filling the skies sooner than you think.
Cabin crew, prepare for takeoff.
DW.